All right, RJ Hampshire, I don't know, man. I don't know what your deal is. You had surgery like 10 days ago. I asked you at Salt Lake if you're riding the outdoors. You said you were, but then I heard you were having surgery. So I'm like, wait, is he just lying to me? But I guess you just got a plate taken out, which isn't like a surgery. I don't, okay. All right. Yeah, please explain.
All right, so yeah, whenever I was in Salt Lake, the plan was just to get the plate taken out.
Okay.
Like, get the plate taken out, and my bone was broken. I re-broke it at Philly.
Yeah.
So my surgeon called me Sunday, and honestly, after I saw like ended, I was so pissed off, and I'm not getting surgery. Screw this. I can hang on, do it. Emotions calm down, and I'm like, all right, I'm sticking to it. Surgeon called me Sunday, and he's like, dude, I'm going to take this plate out. Your bone's going to fall in pieces. Like, that's where you're at right now. Like, it's not going to feel much better. So let's take the plate out.
Oh, what's up? Oh, sorry, guys.
Let's take the plate out and let's take the half the bone out that is struggling with blown bone flow. But racing
it's like a tooth size navicular thing that's in there, right?
I mean, it's like a peanut almost.
Yeah.
So half of it, they call it a distal radial whatever. So half of it, he's like, let's take this thing out. But you riding in 2 weeks is insane. Well, no one knew that besides Nate and Murph, really. Like, I called them Sunday night. I was going in Monday morning. And so no one knew, like, the plan might change. And, dude, I came out of the
So it was a question of when he got in there was what he was going to do?
No. Oh, okay. I mean, he's seen the CT, and he's like, dude, it's broken. It's broken. Like, the next step is a full partial fuse and full removal of the scaphoid. If I just leave this bone in here broken, it's not going to feel great.
Yeah.
So I kind of risked it and said, all right, long term, let's take this thing out, half the bone out, and take the plate out with it, and you know, I'm gonna do everything I can. So I came out of surgery, and dude, they gave me my phone right after surgery, like right away, and I posted something on Instagram and deleted it right away.
Pull it down, I guess. Yeah,
I didn't even know I did it, and like my wife told me, and so yeah, like
only adds to you being RJ. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that happens. But then, like, dude, ever since then, I said, dude, I'm racing. Yeah. Like, I'm racing. I lived in a hyperbaric chamber, this place in Windermere, every day. There was times where I was like, man, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is stupid. What am I doing? Rode a little bit Tuesday. It's like, man, it's possible.
Yeah.
Rode a little bit Wednesday. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So I still had stitches in it this time.
Yeah.
I took them out Thursday morning, showed up here. Rode press day and was like, what am I doing? Why am I here? What am I doing? And then, man, I don't know, just...
Yeah, so I was gonna, like, no offense, you're probably not a title contender first year. So you could have waited 3 rounds, 4 rounds, jump in. Like, why the rush to get in? Just, you're a racer, that's what you do, or like...
It's my choice, and I made a choice to race Supercross with my wrist the way it was.
Okay.
These guys pay me to go racing. I wish I could have gotten it fixed earlier than what I did, but I was in a championship, so of course it keeps getting pushed back. And I'm a man of my word. I said I would race outdoors, and I feel like the experience right now of racing this, like today I learned I should not have ran a paddle second moto at Paula.
Okay.
So like it's a learning process again for me now. But also, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I could be competitive.
Yeah.
First
moto. I think you were, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So. Yep. If I wasn't competitive, then, yeah, the team probably would have called me an idiot, which,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes I am. But, yeah, I believe I can ride a 450 really well. I mean, again, it's my choice.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not out there to make excuses or anything. Like, even that's how I rode the whole Supercross. Like, it's my choice to go race. So, why am I going to complain and whatever else?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's my choice to race today. And first moto was sick. I qualified sixth. So first moto was sick.
Yeah, so first moto you're happy with. I thought I was impressed. I was like, this is really good considering all the things you went through, right? I mean, your fitness seemed good. Your speed was good.
Yeah. It was just weak there at the end.
Yeah.
And you could probably tell. Like, man, I ran top five for a while. Yeah. I was around Tomac there for a bit, which was just insane to me. Like, dude, like, I mean, I knew my starts, man. Like, that's also the thing. Like, I told the team, I'm like, man, it's gonna be gnarly because I'm gonna get starts on this 450. Like, that's just how I've been on it. Like, ever since, like, even with AP during the week, like, dude, it's just been unreal.
Yeah.
So I knew I'd get starts, and I'm like, man, I have to tell myself to chill, like, tame, like, and that's something I can't do. So yeah, first moto, that's what I did. I got to get a start, and just was like, all right, let's ride with these guys. Yeah, let's ride with these guys. And I missed a lot of the ruts because things got carried away, and then I'd be way the heck out. But overall, man, like, showing up here. Bummed wrist, and like that was solid.
Yeah, you gotta figure it's gonna get stronger, right? I don't know how much can you practice during the week still. You're good at that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, like, I'm not making anything worse now because the bone's out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
bones out, yeah. plates out.
So tape it and we deal with the pain?
Yeah, yeah, tape it up. It now the thing was is like, man, it just kept getting worse. Supercross, like, yeah. dude, Alabama, man, I was so bummed, and I thought I was about to go in for surgery. Yeah. Like, that's how crappy it was. And then it just got worse, and then shock rebroke it in Philly, and then I'm like, dude, like, what else can happen? And I mean, dude, just constant, you know, getting drilled down. So yeah, now the thing is like, I'll actually get to test a little bit with the bike because I haven't done that since the time out here in California. Give me till High Point. I think High Point's a good realistic where I'm going to be battling both motos. Next weekend will be all right. But
it must be nice to for you to, like, I don't got to fucking nail this corner perfect, you know, and carry all my speed and not miss a shift. Like, that must be such a nice feeling to be like, hey, I can square this up and dive underneath a guy and I'll be fine. Like, that must be really cool.
Dude, I sat in the rig watching those for like 250 motos and just thank God. Thank God I'm not out there right now. Like, just, dude, and that's the thing. Like, you can pick and choose lines. Like, dude, like, I mean, I'm changing lines and, like, I can stick it and hop out, get sketchy, and then I'm right back to it. Like, man, it's just such a different riding. And people want to say whatever. Like, it took me so long to get here, but it's also, no one's going to give me a ride, a factory ride, if I don't. So, I mean, yeah, it took me long enough, but, I mean, I expect to grow this soft or this supercar or outdoor season. I don't know, and I think the real kind of goal for me is to get into the SMX on the 450 and spend some time on it and like get going for next year. So that's the main goal right now, is like everything I can to be ready for next year. Race really can't get worse now, so it'll just keep getting stronger. Who knows, I might be an idiot, I might not. So I mean, man, it's just gonna be crazy. Like, I think I'm gonna battle quite a bit this outdoor season on the 450. Go.
It was a good day. Good job for you. I got to ask you, going back to Salt Lake City, I was critical of your move. You know, you posted what you did on Instagram. I'm not saying like you're in the wrong or whatever, just different opinions, but any regrets, any thoughts about it more, any discussions after, like anything like that at all? Or like you being RJ, you're going to go for it. That's what you do. And that's what it is.
And I shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. Like, I started 15th, so of course my adrenaline's through the roof. I'm passing all these dudes, and Seth didn't know I was there, and I really wish he would have kind of stayed inside and like actually raced the corner. And dude, he went out a little bit, and I mean, this is gonna sound terrible, but I was too nice. Like, dude, I was too nice. I went for a front wheel instead of contact. Like, I don't want to hurt the guy. Of course you don't. But if I would have hit him, I ricocheted off and I'm fine. I went for a front wheel and he falls on top of me. Like, it looks so much worse than what it actually was. But I mean, I don't regret it. Of course, probably about 700 grand I threw away in 2.5 laps. But also, it's like, man, it's whatever. Like,
I mean, I imagine you were like, again, Seth swung out there. You're probably like, what are you doing? But it proves his point of like, I didn't know he was there.
Exactly. That's the thing. And if he knew I was there, he checks up, lets me go, follows in behind me, and cruises in and wins the championship. Yeah. Tom was fading, Juju was back, like, dude, I mean, you give it, like, I just passed these guys, I'm going forward, I could have passed them and gone, but then I expect my championship to be won by someone else passing them, and it's just, man, like, I was pretty tore up about it, too, like, not gonna lie, like,
he went over to Mitch, he wasn't, you know, all that, I heard all that.
Yeah, like, he wasn't soaked, and, I mean, I wouldn't be either, but also, man, it's, you don't get that position, you don't get that chance a lot, and just how my year went, like, I should have had surgery 4 weeks ago, and I still haven't shot to win this thing. And even coming down, dude, how my day, my day started, my heat race, dude, my knee was shot.
Oh, really?
Dude, even today, like, dude, my MCL meniscus, like, just went, started from terrible to the LCQ, bad start. If that sticks and I run out of there, I have one of the best
It's a Zacco amazing ride, yes.
Exactly, and it just didn't turn out. And that's, I mean, that's how my whole career is going. Like, what do you expect? I mean, dude, I've been around long enough, like, you should expect that crap. So I don't know, man, we'll see.
Hey, thanks for the explanation. I didn't get a chance to ask you, so I want it next time I did. So thank you for that. Good job today, and yeah, man, you're gonna get stronger and stronger, so thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Cool.